Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On 3rd and 11, they bring it and they get him back at the 50. Levante David and the football comes out, and it's Tampa Bay football. Strip sack. Levante David did it all. Got the quarterback, knocked the ball out, recovered it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I have to review. It was not a fumble.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah, I thought
Shin
was
down. Boy, technology.
All right. 49ers got beat yesterday, and they also lost Fred Warner. And what I'm hearing a lot of is, or some of, is, you know, some people say, it's a lost season. And all I'm saying is, it's not lost yet. Mm. It may be lost, but it's probably not going to be lost before week 9 or 10. Mm. Because even if they lose 3 and they're still 4-5, what my point is, yes, it may be a lost season, but not now. It isn't right now. So they got a game Sunday, and
yeah, they do.
Roll the dice, see what happens. Do your best and see if you can't beat the Falcons.
Yeah.
And then next Monday, things will look a little bit different.
I got you. Evan helped us out too, Steiny. He has some questions he asked for me, and I want to throw at you, and you tell me just on the fly what you think. If I said, Steiny, how real right now with everything you know about the 49ers in 2025, how real is this 4-2 from the San Francisco 49ers? How would Steiny answer that?
How real is it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's real because they are 4-2, but – yes, if you want to dissect the wins, they got some breaks, and now they got a lot of injury. If you want to say, you know what, I think they're fortunate to be 4-2. All right, that I think a lot of fans could say that objectively, right?
All right,
they're kind of fortunate to be 4-2. Great, it's a good thing they are.
That's right.
I mean, it's a good thing they are. It gives you, it still maintains a sliver of hope.
And you had some in that game. In the fourth quarter there, Steiny, I keep talking about it, and rightfully so, the injury to Fred. But again, I mean, you were down 1 point, and you had opportunities. The offense couldn't block. You couldn't score and take advantage of it. But we'll see what they do. And Robert Saleh, this has got to be his most difficult job ever, wherever he's been as a D coordinator now, Steiny, with trying to replace not just Bosa, Fred Warner. And if you allow me, I can do it, you know. And Tampa Bay was exhibit A on, hey, the hell with your injuries, Niners. Hold my beer. Look what Baker's throwing to. Look what we're without. Not get all of that. But, Steiny, after a 6-11 campaign last year, to follow this up with the injuries to the guys that have happened this year, I'm just going to say it, and nobody can dispute, it sucks. It really does.
Sucks. Injuries suck in the NFL. And there's too many of them, and every team gets affected. And the reality of the situation is, it's what teams either stay the most healthy or can adjust when they have the injuries that are inevitable in football. Mm. Let's go to Trevor in Rohnert Park.
T.
Hey, Trevor, how you doing, man?
Thanks, man. Hey, guys, how you doing? I got a couple of things I kind of want to say about the Niners season. I don't know that they're – I guess they're fortunate to be where they're at because of their record. But I see a lot of young guys stepping up too. I'm encouraged by the future of this team, but as far as can they keep winning and should they make a trade now, I think it is a wait and see kind of situation. When you lose Fred Warner, it's like you got a bunch of holes in the boat, and it's just like at some point you have one too many holes and you can't just filter out the water anymore. And that's what it felt like yesterday, where it was like that was maybe the straw that broke the camel's back, and now it's not just the offense that's not really performing, you know, as well as we like. It's, you know, the defense is going to be really having problems now too. So I don't think it's a lost season. I'm kind of with you, Steiny. I don't think it's a lost season, but are they Super Bowl contenders? I mean, obviously not. So
right.
You just have to wait and see a couple more games and see if they make a move. I'm not in the boat of like panic and make a decision now on trade or pick somebody up and use your capital. I do think that the Niners this year are not Super Bowl contenders. So it does make sense when you lose guys like that to say, okay, let's see what we can do in the off season. Let's wait a little while and handle it then. But hey, you guys know I've been calling in and talking about the offensive line. Since like
I'll give you that,
since last year.
Yeah.
And that's a big one. That's the thing they should be focusing on. I think more than anything, as some of the greatest quarterbacks in the Tom Brady was amazing, right? But you know, one thing the Patriots always did was they made sure they protected him for the most part. And I just never see the Niners year after year. I don't see them going out there and protecting their quarterbacks like they should. So that's the bigger issue for me. But yeah, the defense, it hurts, and we'll see what they do. But I would say it's a wait and see kind of thing. 2-3 more games, see what happens. Make a move if it looks like we're going to win a few more, if it's not too costly. Otherwise, I can see this. I can see Lynch just saying, okay, let's punt this to next year and refocus then.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
I'm kind of with you there on any kind of move. I would wait a little while too to see, you know, what the next 2 or 3 games hold.
Yeah, I mentioned to you the dust up with Kyle and Juwan Jennings, Donnie, who again shared with the media after the game, he's playing not only with 5 broken ribs but a high ankle sprain. And I'm just looking at the box score here. You know, 1 reception for 7 yards. And if I'm a guy that's playing and going out there with 5 broken ribs and some version of a high ankle sprain, he got 3 targets, but I'm watching for the second week in a row. Now, he wasn't in the Ram game, so that might not matter. But just from a human standpoint, do you think him only getting 1 reception might have had him fuming?
Because
we normally don't see Kyle getting into it with players.
Probably. You mean
– Kyle said they were good. They just got some stuff off their chest.
So, real quick, I mean, you know, I was in here last week, and there were a lot of people, some people in here
that was me, probably.
Laughing and saying, talking about the Eagles and how they got a receiver, Brown, who's a piece of work, and so Jennings, nothing to see here. I mean, if you're a Niner fan who last week – said that the Eagles with A.J. Brown, oh, God, what a joke. Oh, boy, he doesn't get the ball. They're in trouble. But Jennings is fine, right? That's just normal stuff that happens, right?
I would say it's not the
same thing. Okay.
And the only reason I would say that it's not the same thing is not where I'm from and where I reside and where we're doing this show from the Bay, San Francisco. Stoney, there's a file with A.J. Brown. This was a one-off with Juwan Jennings, and I'm wondering, you know, if I could have been a fly on the wall, if his lack of being involved or getting, to, you know, catches, and he's out there hurt with 5 broken ribs, and I believe he broke those ribs on that catch against Jacksonville, catching one of the passes, the 2-point conversion from Brock. I don't know that for fact, but I got to believe that's when that happened. I mean, I probably would be frustrated, too. Like, can I get the ball?
But get maybe that's in. Not. How can, like, this is, I can't stand, like, why is Bourne great?
I mean, he's
is
just
it because
Bourne again.
They're both not open the same, but Bourne's making plays, or does Bourne get more open?
I don't know, but he's been phenomenal. You know, he's had a drop, but still, when you have 5 receptions for 142 yards and look like Jerry Rice when you're catching him and still running yards after the catch, I'm like, man, but they had rapport in New England, Stoney. I think that has something to do with it. But what about this offense? Maybe it's just built like that. What about when Purdy was back there and Pearsall? They were making sweet music together. I know it was short, you know, short-lived, and maybe Bourne is the Pearsall for Mac Jones, but we can't ignore what Bourne's doing, you know, and when he came here, I was thinking much of nothing, but damn, Snotty, he's been a find.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let me be clear. Like, I'm not asking 49er fans if they're optimistic. I don't think you can be optimistic right now. I get that. But where are you with where this team is now at 4-2, knowing that you suffered another monster injury, this one on defense? How do we navigate the rest of the season? Do you think it's already, you know, do you think we're headed toward a lost season? We might be, but I'm not willing to say that's definitely the case.
Yeah, and I'm eager. I won't say excited because I'd be lying, but I'm going to watch, just like you mentioned, Steiny, to see what Robert Saleh can do. And now you talk about the old adage, defense wins championships and Bosa goes down, but can you help me? I'm on your couch. You're my therapist, Donnie, and I'm talking to you. Would I be wrong to say this injury is hitting different, a little bit different than Bosa, and I'm asking you why? Do you think because when Bosa went down, you had Warner to lean on, but now that Bosa's gone and Warner is now down, who do you lean on?
Yeah, that's a problem. Those are their two best defensive players. I do think that most 49er fans would say Warner's the best defensive player on the team.
Okay.
So I think there's something to that. They lose Bosa, and there's something reassuring about Fred Warner being back there. Now, of course, you lose Warner. And, you know, the one thing is, yes, he's your defensive signal caller. They got to figure out somebody who's going to do that. And they're going to have to really make up for a tremendous loss on that side of the field by both Bosa and Fred Warner.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, talk to me in a philosophical way. Where are you? Where are you today after that loss? And obviously it was a little bigger loss than just the loss. But how do you feel about the rest of the season? It's that simple. James is in Louisiana. Hey, James, what's going on, man?
What's up, brother? How y'all? What's up, dude?
Hey.
Hey, y'all good, man?
Yeah. You're good.
Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, man. Man, I know it sucks. It hurts. Man, it's, you know, losing Fred Warner, that's not going to be easy to deal with. But you guys still got guys like Nick Martin. You still got Robert Saleh. You know, you're 4-2, and you're 3-0 in division. You know, that's huge. You know, the division, the Cardinals and the Seahawks and the Rams, all those guys are winning besides the Cardinals. But, you know, it's not over yet. You know, anything can happen in the NFL season. Look at the Lions last year. Look at the Bills. Every year, the Bills are the season of October. Every year in October, the Bills are crowned Super Bowl champs, and they're a great team. But they just never could follow through at the end. Anything can happen. We got a lot of young players on this team. We got a great coach in Saleh. You know, Kyle, you know, sometimes, you know, he's a great coach. And sometimes he does some things he's like, man, make you want to scratch your head and be like, what's going on, Kyle? But at the end of the day, you got to have faith and you got to believe. And go Niners, man. We're going to keep trying for this.
Thanks, James. Appreciate the call.
And, Stanley, I look at this, you know, you could say, goo, quit being paralyzed by the numbers. But, you know, I'm up here talking, and I've said it before, and I mean it. Just watching that game, they were in the game even after Fred went down. But what if I told you the Niners ran 17 more plays, 67 to Tampa Bay's 50. They had the ball for 32 minutes, 5 minutes more than Tampa Bay. Now, I think where the game was lost is the two interceptions thrown by Mac Jones, and you got none. You weren't able to turn over Tampa Bay. It's like it wasn't just 90-0, you know. So it was one of those things to where I just felt like what I've seen through five games had me believing when we got the rough and the punter and running into the punter gave them new downs. Like I'm sitting there thinking, oh boy, this might be another edition of how the Niners escape with one.
Yeah.
They got some good fortune, man.
Yeah, they did. I mean,
they just didn't take advantage of it.
No, let's go. This is Juwan Jennings. So he and Kyle Shanahan got into it on the sidelines. I don't know that cameras caught it.
I didn't see it in real time.
And I asked Evan, and he said he didn't think it was on either, but some writers were tweeting about it. So Jennings was asked about it after the game, and here's what he said.
Oh, man, you had to ask him.
Conversation between two people.
Probably, yeah, to just ask him.
All right. So then they did ask Kyle, and here's what he said.
Just intense competitive conversation between two people and at the end of the second quarter, but we were good.
Why do I believe him? And I believe that it was like, you know, Tua was up there snitching on his team yesterday after throwing three interceptions. Forget that. But why do I just appreciate Kyle kind of? Stoney, he said the bottom line, we're good. And I'm sure Jenny's got a lot off his chest and Kyle had to say something to him. But I believe there's something to, I'm just giving you the inside of me and I'm a tourist, a bull. Stoney, if I'm out there with five broken ribs and I'm hampered and I'm not getting the ball, again, I could be totally wrong. I think I'd be more inclined to go off than if had I got eight touches.
Maybe that's why he wasn't getting the ball thrown to him. Because he wasn't open, because he wasn't healthy enough. Hey, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. 49ers dropped the 4-2, and they got the Falcons next week.
Sunday night.
Yes, they do. So here's, how about some Mac Jones? Mac Jones on, first of all, how he's feeling about Fred Warner.
Prayers to Fred and his family and everything. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but it, you know, obviously looked pretty bad. And Fred's just our team captain, and he's been the leader of this team for a long time. So really all you can do is just pray for him and know that we have his back. I was disappointed that I didn't play better for him today. You know, you really, sometimes I can, you know, create good play, and it didn't today. So really just praying for him, and I know he's going to do a great job, you know, getting back.
All right, that was Mac Jones. By the way, Jennings isn't under contract next year, right?
I think this might be signed.
Well, there's your answer.
Yeah.
There's your answer. He's a free agent. He's not racking up yards.
But he's playing injured, too, and he's battling. Yeah. I mean, he's been on the injury report every game.
I forgot. This may be a little, you know, we may be seeing a little Agenda City. Agenda City coming into play with Juwan Jennings.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you this to that, and I know you're having fun. If we were to close our eyes and said,
I'm having fun, but I believe it.
But I'll tell you this.
With my whole heart.
If we closed our eyes and we both had to bet our last dollar, Stoney, that Pearsall's down and receiver A is going to have five receptions for 142 yards and your choices are Kendrick Bourne or Juwan Jennings, going into this season, we would say, I would have said 10 times out of 10, that's going to be Juwan Jennings.
Well, I think it's obvious that – Kendrick Bourne's a better receiver than Juwan Jennings when Mac Jones plays.
No, man.
And Jennings is better when Brock Purdy plays.
No doubt.
And because Mac Jones has more of a rapport with Bourne because of being teammates in New England.
I'm looking at this loss, Stoney, and you tell me if you got a problem with it or any Niner fan. 888-957-9570. I think the Fred Warner loss yesterday was bigger than the actual game loss. You say what today?
Of course. Mm. I mean, That was going to be a tough game whether you were full strength or not, and I thought it was going to be a tough game even when they were going down there with Fred Warner, and you know, who's to say Warner plays that whole game? They still might not win the game,
right?
But Trent Williams, where's he had a okay, we played his on the end. This is Trent Williams talking about Fred Warner. I played this earlier, but it's pretty emotional.
Yeah. It's heartbreaking, especially, I mean, Fred is not only is he one of the best linebackers ever played a game, but he the heart and soul of his team, not just heart and soul of his defense. So, you know, it's one thing to see somebody go down and go to the blue 10 and there nobody really knows what's going on. And you know, when you see a guy that's injured like that, it's really like a gut punch, you know, and it truly is really hard to continue the intensity and, you know, and playing that game like that never happened.
Man. And that was obvious if you were watching the game. It just, the energy level just sunk, and it obviously took something out of the Niners, and it probably lingered all game. And, you know, hopefully this week the reality sets in and they can channel in a positive
way. Yeah, CBS only showed it one time, Stoney. Came back, and I was hoping maybe just, you know, he'll be back or be a couple weeks, maybe 3 to 4. But to fracture it and dislocate it, man, that's terrible.
Yeah, this is Juwan Jennings on what he's playing through.
Yeah, I got 5 broken ribs.
Is your plan to just pain tolerance?
Oh, yeah, it's football. I love pain. I wouldn't be playing that sport if I didn't. You know, it's part of it, man. You got to enjoy every little thing that comes with it, and pain is one of those. You know, playing with injuries is just something that's a part of it, you know. You got high, low ankle sprains. You got shoulders, you know, 20%. You got ribs, 5 broken ribs. It is what it is. You keep playing. And nobody cares. You keep playing. That's what we do.
Damn.
Yeah.
You got to love the pain. Like, that was far.
Great. It. You know what that is?
Wow, man.
That's a
real man.
Yeah. It also is a great sell job to future employers. And make sure they know that he plays hurt.
Mm. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I mean,
five broken ribs.
Who wouldn't want a receiver who's playing with 5 broken ribs? Put that out there. I'm not saying Jennings isn't tough. He's tough. But I don't know what happened at the end of that game. I just saw what happens on other teams, and then we talk about it like, oh, boy, look at that team's got some internal stuff. And, well, the Niners just went through something like that. Yesterday with Juwan Jennings. I got a feeling, though, somehow it'll be different. Like, you know, Jennings is going through with Jones and Shanahan's probably different than other receivers who are mad they're not getting the ball. Probably not as serious.
Well, you know what they call wide receivers, Donnie Divas.
Yeah. Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Fred Warner is going to be out for the rest of the year. And where do the 49ers go from here? I thought it was another good game yesterday.
Yeah.
Made a note of it. Like, they, you know, it was just a good game. And 49ers had some chances. They couldn't take advantage of it. And they end up getting beat by a really good team. And let's see what they do next week when they get back home. And play the Atlanta Falcons. 888-957-9570 is the number. Guru and Steiny here with you, 49er fans. And I guess people think I'm being optimistic.
No, you are like...
I'm not being optimistic. I'm just saying, why would you call it a lost season after 6 games?
Well, no, nobody has the power to do that, but one has the... Because you're right. Well, the math is still there. They're going to go out there and fight just like they did when Warner went down, just like they did when Bosa went down. I guess, Stoney, I'm just sharing with you, I just think this might be too big of a hill to climb.
It might be.
But they're not going to quit. And, you know, the bottom line is I can't ignore what's happened since week one in Seattle. Like, I know you don't want me crying, and I don't want to sound like I am, but holy hell, man, You lose your tight end. You're to one of the best, if not the best tight end in football week one. Okay, nothing to see here. Quarterback's got turf toe. He'll be back. But just, again, this is a continuance to me of last year. Now I'm thinking about, is Fred Warner, when he does come back, is he going to be Fred Warner? You got a lot of capital invested in him. The same with Bosa. You got a lot of capital invested in him. But it sounds like you're saying, Goo, like, hey, that's legit, but you got Atlanta next week.
I don't know what Bosa's going to look like next year. I don't know what Warner's going to look like next year.
Tell me if Brock Purdy's playing this Sunday? See, that's what I'm saying. If we take it from that.
Sure, we'll be able to figure it out in midweek. Yeah. And maybe he won't. And then Mac Jones is going to have to win a game against the Atlanta Falcons. And maybe he can't beat the Falcons because you're banged up. But we'll end up seeing. 888-957-9570 is the number. Hey, head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Guru by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game. That segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.